Blog Talk Radio.
Hopefully Bill will be calling in soon from Indiana. He's your regular host and his crew back there. My name is Linda. Hope we have sound. I have no way of knowing. There's nobody in the chat room. So I'm here in California, and it is Wednesday, the 18th, and we've got a lot of crazy stuff to talk about. I'm so tired of stuff. People's appointments are getting canceled. People's procedures are getting canceled. Something on the AP, the Associated Press, there was an article talking about Medicare directive saying that all non-essential procedures and appointments need to be canceled. And what is it? 98% of the people on Medicare are over 65. Yes, that's how it goes, folks. I hope Bill calls in because I got stuff to do here and I'm kind of in pain and trying to get stuff from my doctor, et cetera. So we'll just keep going. If anybody's out there, let me know. Of course, I don't know if there's any sound. And I'm going to wait for a second. Anyway, so hopefully we can continue or we can shut this thing down. I'm going to give it another 2 minutes. So let's see. Okay. Yeah, there was several people. My sister got canceled. One of my friends' caregiver people got canceled for a major back surgery. So we're going through it here. We had one patient in the whole giant hospital of Scripps Green, and I've been a couple times, I know, was quarantined there, and so they're shutting down stuff. It's just that the restaurants are closing up except for deliveries, and then, of course, idiot Cuomo was putting down DeCamio because he wanted to shut down the grocery store, so I'm like, really? Like, this is how stupid this clown is. I guess he doesn't realize that not everybody is as wealthy as he is. I don't know where he got his ill-gotten money, or if it was ill-gotten, it doesn't matter, because he's a capitalist unless it, you know, doesn't suit him and he wants to bring socialism everywhere else. So, you know, that's what they do. Mao did it. He starved his people. Stalin starved his people, and Hitler just gassed them all. So there you go. Unbelievable. And so we're fighting back. Of course, all the libtard clowns and the different localities and the counties and cities that are run by fascists, you know, all through the country are trying to shut down the production and sale and just distribution of ammo and guns. So on it goes. And I don't know if Bill's coming in, so we're going to figure this out in a couple minutes. Let's see. I'm going to text him. Yeah, if we don't, I don't know what happened here. I guess he's AWOL. So, oh, there we go. We're in. Let's see if I can get a. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay. I sent you several texts because I, you know, things are going. I'm waiting for a call from my doctor and a couple things. Go ahead and keep talking. And if I cut out for me for any reason, it's because I'm dealing with medical issues and stuff like that. So, anyway.
No problem. So what's going on in your area with the coronavirus crap, Linda?
Well, it's out. I just said before you called in, we've had several cancellations. My sister's very important procedure got canceled because it was a clinic that doesn't have urgent care. And she was waiting. She got canceled on the 5th, and then she got canceled for the 19th, which would have been tomorrow's thing. And she's been in pain since the end of December. And then there was a lady that was going to have major back surgery like mine, similar, and she got canceled. And I was explaining the AP put out something, I guess it was yesterday or today, that Medicare is involved with this. They're saying any non-essential procedures need to be canceled. Well, how many people, what's the percentage of people in Medicare who are like 65 and older, 97, 98%? This is just crap. And it sucks. I mean, they're still the major supermarkets that we go to still have no toilet paper. People are acting like complete third graders, you know, retards out there hoarding. And then you've got the restaurants and bars closed because we have some Newsom thinking that those are non-essential. I mean, it's crazy. It's nuts. I don't know where this is all going, but I'm tired of it.
I know around here it is hard to find anything in the stores, but, you know, suddenly the preppers don't seem so stupid, do they?
That's true, but there's no reason. There's no shortage.
I can't say I'm really a prepper. I got to give big kudos to my wife, Jolene, because she has always maintained a stockpile. You know, we live outside of town. We're not going into town. They said, well, you need to be what are you going to do, Bill? I said, you know, I can count on my two hands the times I have left my property in the last 2 years. This is nothing to me. It means nothing to me. What I worry about, my wife has respiratory problems, so I worry about her. We're raising a grandson, but he's young and healthy and spry. And, you know, we don't have no problem sealing ourselves off from people. But the problem is going to be when certain people who use all their money to buy their meth and their heroin, and they run out of stuff and they can't get stuff, they're going to start robbing and stealing. So, you know, here I am thinking about that. You know, I hate to have to do it,
but you will.
I'm cleaning up my guns and I'm getting extra ammo.
Good.
You know, my ammo is for defense of my home, my wife, and my grandson. I don't need ammo to catch animals, and I live in an area where I can catch any kind of animal just about you can dream of. Matter of fact, I'm sitting here right now watching the squirrel on my squirrel feeder out back.
If you bring me something, Oh, I know. You live in a place, and you've been there your whole life, so you know how this works, right? You know how to prepare, you know how to survive. You guys have the skills and the knowledge and the wherewithal. You're in a very good position. And since your wife was thinking ahead, that was...
We are true country folk. We know how to grow our crops. We know how to hunt and fish.
So here's the thing. You know, here's what I say when I deal with, you know, God forbid anyone comes in this house, they got to make a lot of noise because my place is barricaded at night. You know, I've got double... locks on the doors. I got deadbolts. I got special doweling in my windows. I mean, they got to make a lot of noise. Okay. And I don't have any signs yet, but I may, that nothing in this house is worth dying for. But I tell God every night, I say, if you want them to keep breathing, do not let them get into my house, because I will do it. And it won't give me pleasure, but if it's kill or be killed, you know what it's going to bring. You know that.
You know, I got the closest places to me are 400 yards away. That's Chad's and my friend Mike over here. I have no neighbors across the road, and the house next door I own, and there ain't nobody living there. And you know, we have no problem the kind of people we are sealing off. But my heart goes out to the people in the cities, because so many people in these cities, they're freaking out. There's so many people packed together, and this kind of a thing with this kind of a virus going around, the more people packed together, the more dangerous it is. That's why, to be honest, if you look, it's liberal strongholds where this is affected the heaviest.
It kind of
gets
true.
Me when the liberal says it's going to kill off Republicans, and I'm like, well, why is it killing you liberals in your cities?
Yep. No, the
you
whole
know,
thing.
There's so much going on, and we get focused on this, and we should be focused and trying to stay safe. But we need to be paying attention to what's going on behind the scenes. Because, Linda,
I agree.
There are big things happening that's not going to get put into the media. And if you try to post about it on Facebook or places, they're going to delete you. But there's things happening, big things. And, the whole thing about the liberals throwing a fit for calling it the China virus.
I know.
That's because we're not going to cave in like Spain did when the Chinese virus hit Spain. They called it the Spanish flu. We're not going to do that. We're going to call it what it is. It came from China. And people have to understand that this is coronavirus number 19. That means there's been 18 others. I got to be honest with you. This is my field. Somebody is playing games.
Right. So, here's what I'm telling people. I get texts from people all the time asking me, all my conservative people, what's going on? What do you think this is? And I said, okay, I know that it's a real thing, but this media is the enemy of the people. They are blowing this out of proportion. I said, got trial vaccines in Seattle. Do not take this vaccine. I said, you need to research a couple of different things. I said, you go into YouTube and find any video on Corona by a man named David Icke. And if you haven't seen his stuff, you need to see his stuff. Then you can Google.
It's so crazy.
Google.
The public is so crazy. Where did they get the idea they have to buy up all the toilet paper? This is
a respiratory disease.
It's not screaming diarrhea. It's a respiratory disease. You're buying up the wrong stuff. Are you going to go out and buy a bunch of food? I said, I've got a bunch of food. I said, if I was smart, I'd go out and buy up more animal food to put out there to trap animals and box traps and stuff.
You cannot teach persons that are retarded, Bill. I'm sorry. That's why I call them libtards or I don't care. I'll call them spade a spade any day of the week because I'm going to hang on to my free speech. Look,
I started something today, Linda. I hope I started something. I thought about it. Me and my wife, we talked. I don't need the $1,000. If you're going to send that $1,000 and send it to me, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to take my $1,000 and I'm going to invest it in my country. And I'm going to put it in the reelect Trump campaign.
Yeah, you got it right. Good idea. That's beautiful. Oh, that sounds like a real good idea.
I'm going to go on Facebook, and I'm going to challenge 100 other people that if they get $1,000 to put $100 in the Trump reelection campaign.
At least. Anyway, here's the other part of it.
I'm hoping this will blow the Democrats' minds.
Yeah, it will. Well, the other thing is I tell them to Google – this is what David Icke was talking about, because when he's tracing back to the origins of this BS that we're dealing with, it goes way before Karl Marx ever was even thought of. Okay. This goes back to the 1600s. Well, it goes back to Babylon. If you for listening to the people who really trace it back, Ron Constantine.
It goes back to Satan and God.
I know we're going to principalities. I get it. And this is what I'm explaining to you.
Satan wanted to control the world. Well, that's you're seeing today. Karl Marx and all of them, they wanted the same thing as to control the world.
Yeah. Well, they're agents of him, just like Chuck Schumer and Piglosi. But here's the other part.
I hear all this stuff and they constantly attack Trump. And I hear these people, well, he's not a man of faith. I say, well, you're wrong. He's a man of the one true faith. And no weapon formed against him shall prosper. And it just drives people crazy because, we are being driven apart. We are being driven apart by a media that somehow we must rein this media in. And if we can prove lies constantly and over and over, or exaggerations, so many violations of that could cost the media their license.
Well, it should cost viewership all the way down to zero, which it might. I think it just may do that. I think they're destroying themselves, Bill, in the long run. I really do.
Oh, I think they are. I think they are because I'm a numbers person. And one is a numbers person. I can tell you this coronavirus does not match up to be what they say it is. And
I know.
Number
I
two,
agree.
When I look at the numbers and I'm looking, there's no way in hell Biden or Bernie or the two of them together could beat Trump.
Nope. I think did Bernie suspend his campaign or was that bogus?
He might as well. If Bernie is staying in, it ain't to win. It's to garner more money to cash in on.
Yeah.
To fill
God.
His pockets with. You
mm-hmm.
know, that's, how do you think he got so rich after the last election? Because he got to keep the money he didn't spend.
Oh, my God.
And that's all he's doing now. Bernie knows he can't win.
You know, this whole Cloward and Piven stuff, you know, all the upside down, inside out stuff. It came from Sabbatee Frankist cult, and they were the 1600 clowns who have infiltrated all the way through Silicon Valley to every institution we have, to everything that's going on with this virus nonsense, everything that's been going on. It's the upside down, inside out. You know, everything's opposite type stuff. Thank you. And so,
you know,
that's what
I actually watched the episode of Barney Miller today, just a little bit ago. And in it, there's this guy they arrested because he tried to trash the Trilateral Commission.
Ooh.
And in it, what he says about David Rockefeller and the Trilateral Commission, they laughed at that time when this was made, this Barney Miller.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what year, I can't tell you what year it was exactly. But as you look at that and you look
70.
At today, when you look at that and you look at today, everything that guy said in there that they were laughing about has been proven to be true. You know, I could point out some other things. The WHO. Do you know who was a member who was on the board of the WHO, who came from Canada, who invented climate, global warming, carbon thing? Who hid out in China and taught them how to manipulate their currency until he died. Do you know who that would be?
Maurice Strong.
Exactly. People need to take that into consideration when you think of the WHO. The WHO is really, these are people that profit off of this stuff.
Yep. And I tell people, don't take those vaccines because the CDC is the vaccine company and the Gates people, oh my God, it's crazy. It's all connected.
There are only two three-letter words that you should believe in with all your heart. The first one is G-O-D, and the second one is U-S-A.
Amen. And unlike the word jobs, those really are three-letter words. God, idiot Biden. God, when is he just going to go to a home and be cared for in a rubber room? It's where he belongs.
I don't know. I've seen a little excerpt today where he was talking to nobody, waiting on the audience to respond, and there ain't no audience. His wife has to come out and save him. This guy, the other day he's doing a thing, and he forgets where he's at or what he's doing, whatever. He walks right off the stage, and everybody's sitting there looking around like, you know, what the hell?
This is so good.
And, you know, what we're on thinking about all this virus and China and stuff.
Right.
Who's big invested in China? Do you know?
Biden, number one.
Biden,
well, others.
Feinstein, Pelosi,
yep.
Soros. You know, Soros was just in Wuhan province before all this stuff happened.
Yeah, maybe at his lab where the thing was produced. I don't know. All I know is I don't trust anybody except the Lord anymore.
Well,
I'm telling you. This is perilous time.
That's what they want. That's what they want. They want to separate us from each other. And eventually, and we're seeing it today, you're seeing it in some of the social media where there all of a sudden there's glitches that's deleting stuff and this and that. So I had a post that said the oldest sibling is something, right? Nothing vulgar. It was like a laughable thing. Flag for violating Facebook standards.
Oh,
and I'm
God.
Like, what the hell?
Yep.
Oh, the oldest sibling's the smartest. Yeah, that's what it said. The oldest sibling's the smartest. And, you know, they flagged that because it violated their community standards.
Yeah,
they've been on
a witch hunt already.
I've seen other people posting where they're getting stuff deleted and they're getting flagged for stuff, and it's crap. It's a test run because they're going to try to cut us off. They're going to try to cut us off. The biggest problem that happened to them was the Tea Party, and that was because of social media. They're going to try to cut us off to keep something like that from happening again.
Ain't going to work, though.
You know, you're in California. They're already trying to outlaw people having ham radios and stuff. They'll be after the truckers and the CBs and stuff because things spread so fast, you know.
They've got to find
ways to cut us off. They've got to cut off the population from communicating with each other. But at the same time, I'm going to tell you this. I feel a whole lot better that all these schools are keeping your kids home because I feel like your kids are safer at home from some nut leftist that's going to come in there and shoot the kids up. And
right.
I'm not convinced that this virus is everything they're saying that they're trying to pray it out to be. And I think there's something big going on behind the lines. All my connections are telling me a whole different story.
Right.
I'm getting ready to hear some things that from word of mouth, right straight from the mouths of people that have been involved in a few things. And, you know, I don't know the whole story then, but I'm telling you, there's something big going on behind the scenes.
I agree.
And it involves Hollywood elites. How many CEOs of major corporations
have been down
in the last 30 days?
Yeah.
Have you seen that list? Now you tell me.
Huge.
And I'll make you a bet that all these people's names that you're seeing that things happening to, I'll make you a bet that the largest percentage, by high percentage, if not every one of them, was in that Epstein log.
Oh yeah, are you still there? Because I keep messing with this thing. Okay.
I think that there all these people were involved with the Epstein log and Weinstein. And there's things starting to come out, and I think that there's a people that follow Q, you've been told the Great Awakening is now.
Yeah.
And people who follow many other people like you. I follow Dan Bongino, and Dan Bongino's pointing that there's something bigger going on behind the scenes. You know,
I know.
I love the fact that there are so many outlets out there. I don't have to watch NBC. I don't have to watch ABC, CBS. MSNBC or CNN. I don't have to, if it's liberal crap, I don't have to see it because I've got 50 different sources that are not liberal. And it's amazing. I'm still watching Beck and Blaze TV. Mark Levine. I'm watching Mark Levine.
Good.
And I'm keeping a close eye on Judicial Watch.
When you watch Beck, are you a subscriber?
If I was Donald Trump, and I just gave myself the power to take over business, the first thing I would do is clean every illegal alien out of the business.
Well, just basically you got to stop dangling the carrots in front of them, and then they'll self-deport, and you know that.
I've always said we should be arresting the employers and the landlords. That's who should be arresting.
What I mean, yeah.
We should
be
arresting those investment groups that are catering to them and all their members.
Basically, cut off the money supply on every front, whether it's food stamps. I don't care. Just cut it off.
Yeah, it's called attrition, and attrition has been proven to work many other places. But you have a party that, let's just put it. Right now, the Democrats are in desperation. They are totally desperate. They have thrown everything but the kitchen sink at Trump, and they ain't been able to take him down. And this is a gasp of breath here, and it's not going to work.
Because,
you know, if you look at the timing of all this, even if it goes to the end of August, That means September, October, November. Do you know how much our stock market's going to bounce back?
Yeah, huge. I know. Well, you know, I think
What do I expect out of a party who can't understand what the word illegal means, who can't understand the phrase shall not infringe, and who cannot count who think 150 million people have been killed since 2007 by guns?
Yeah, well, Bill, here's my point. When you're dealing with the Schumers and the Piglosis and the rest of these clowns and the squad, what they call the four squad, evil ones, they totally understand it, Bill. They just hate the Bill of Rights. They hate all of it.
You know, but you know what, Linda? I'm in the belief that what is coming down is eventually going to land right on top of those very people.
Agreed. And you know what? We'll just sit back and eat the popcorn and pop the champagne cork.
Adams is in panic right now because he's gonna be court ordered to hand over some phone records and stuff that he doesn't want to hand over. And he's trying to use taxpayer funding to pay for his lawyers, and he's out there advertising help him pay for his lawyers to fight this in court.
Right. So
because
the other thing is,
if those records are gotten, Adam Schiff is toast, and he knows
right.
it. And then
the
that's going to take down the entire Democratic Party, including Pelosi.
Well, not only that, but Hillary is supposed to be – Judicial Watch has gone after her. She's going to be deposed or asked questions under oath. And then there's – I think there was other lawsuits too. God, I can't
– Yeah, she's trying to fight it, but she's going against Judicial Watch. And Hillary,
yeah.
If you'd have been a damn good lawyer, you'd have never wanted to be in politics.
Exactly. Well, it's going to come down on them. It's going to happen. So especially the Schiff persons and the others. And hopefully they're still working on in the certain committees, I think, in Congress. And I can't remember who said it, whether it was Louie Gohmert or somebody that said they're actively want to censure Schumer.
Should we see all these big names starting to fall? Let's remember, it wasn't the people that did this. It was these people, the ones that are falling. It was them who misled the people into doing this. And their falling should be a wake-up call to the others on being very careful of who you trust in the future.
Yes, it's so true. So anyway, how are you guys back there? I know that you guys take care of each other. It's a beautiful thing. And the other thing is I'm still waiting for a call from my doctor, but I did get a lot of results. And so
here in where I'm at, there's schools are closed.
Yep.
That's understandable. And most factories are still going strong, aren't they? And the problem is getting stuff in and out because for some reason everybody's buying up everything and but that's not a problem in our area as much as other areas.
Well, what they started doing here.
The community seems to be really rising to the occasion where they're offering free lunches and stuff for kids that are home from school and stuff like this. And they're doing chores for the elderly. Don't want them getting out and stuff to keep them from getting
right.
out. And, you know, we haven't had the riots in the stores yet, like Walmart or something. I'm like, that blows my mind, too.
Yeah, they're stupid.
The virus originated in China. So you're going to run to Walmart and buy a product, which 90% of what Walmart has is made in China or comes from China.
Except TP, thank God. Anyway, yeah, we'd be up Schitt's Creek. So, what I see with those people,
there are a whole lot of worth liberal newspapers and magazines out there to use for TP because that's truly all they're worth.
Oh, I know. And then I think they were selling Hillary's book for 99 cents and you can just use that instead of the Sears catalog, you know. So
my wife pointed to the fact that when we had our first child, there was no such thing as Pampers and Huggies and stuff. It was cloth
right.
diapers. And they knew how to wash them and make them clean. And
yep.
she says, So that, you know, this new generation, they don't have no clue about cloth diapers and those kinds of things.
Clueless. I know.
Yes.
Yeah. So the other thing, you know, when you're dealing with what they, I think they were talking about Walmart and Costco. They were actually, when they put the pallets out in next to the storeroom, and they didn't even put them on the shelves. They just handed out one package per customer with guards, big guard looking people in these big box stores, which I think is actually the way to go. And then just, you know, if it was up to me, I'd have a hidden camera on my lapel to take pictures of these low life loser schmucks that, you know, only come out of the basement to get TP. I mean, it's craziness.
Now, I'll tell you what, where I live at my house here, I have alarms on the windows and the doors that'll go off if someone enters when we're, you know, when we don't, when we have the alarms on. You can only enter through where we have the alarm off. And we turn that alarm on when we go to sleep. So,
right.
And then we have security cameras around, and we have, like I said, my neighbors and everything, we've all been in on what we do for the last 8 to 10 years. We've all been in on it together. We have barbecues and we talk about it, what to do in case of a situation like this. I can tell you that I am set up fine here. I don't have to leave. My wife don't have to leave. Chad is set up fine. He don't have to leave. They are stocked up on food and everything, and they're stocked up on ammo. We're stocked up on ammo.
Yep.
We're, you know, we got necessities that we need, and we're fine. It's not that big a difference to us, really, but to other people, the city people, this is horrendous. Because they say 600 feet. How can you be 600 feet when that wall is only 6 inches?
Yeah. Right. No, I totally get it. It's actually 60 feet.
I'm sorry, not 600 feet. 60 feet. How can you be 60 feet when the wall is only 6 inches?
I think they were saying here in California it was 6 feet separation, but it's just bull. You know,
There's my point. There's my point. How do you do that when the walls are 6 inches?
Right. I understand. I know. I think that I really believe this is a test to see how we're going to react, because they've been doing this for a long time, Bill. When they did that, and I told, this is back when
many of the older apartments and stuff have one heating system that heats the entire building.
Yeah, not here, though.
Or a giant air conditioning unit that cools the entire building. And see, that just adds another thing into the whole, you know,
mix.
Because if air can blow in, air can be sucked back out. And
well, right. So
I don't know,
that's
I don't
not
know.
Good.
I just, the numbers are not the numbers. And have you looked at the recently, in some places, the recovery rates? We're talking 97-98% recovery rates.
Oh, I know. I know.
Why
You
know, I lived through, and you did too. We lived through polio.
Yep.
We lived through the TB scare. We lived through
all of it.
I don't know how many damn different viruses, including what was the measles that time? German measles. And,
yep.
You know, all kinds of things like that. And we survived all these things, and never once in all these years did a country panic the way they are today.
That media telling you.
And they talk about, well, so many people have died since this started. And I said, you know what? I want you to add 148 people have died every day from opioids. You tell me where the threat is.
Well, and you could go through the list. You got car crashes, you got heart disease, you got regular flu. Yeah.
Car
nothing.
Crashes. Were they banning cars?
Well, they're trying to hear. Anyway, so. I think I don't know how many minutes we have left because I lost my screen.
A lot of this stuff going on does play right into their global agenda.
Oh yeah, got 10 minutes.
People
thank God.
People are getting a little bitty tiny taste of socialism at the moment. When you go to empty shelves, you can't get into the doctors, and you know, hey,
I know.
Enjoy your little taste, and you're being told when and where you can travel to and things like that. You know,
I hate the thought
of people that's been traveling and caught in traveling and really got no place to anchor down at. And I don't understand how California can say stay in place. What about all these homeless?
They stay in place all the time. And they don't use toilet paper either. So.
But are they 60 feet apart?
Nope.
Exactly. You're telling me a place is full of poop and dirty needles, and you're doing nothing. Trump did pass a thing today. You can't evict nobody and can't foreclose on nobody during this crisis. And I agree with that wholeheartedly because I don't want to see nobody put out and no place to go in all this.
Right.
And I have compassion for the homeless that are there for real reasons. But the ones that are there because they're just too damn lazy to work, no. The ones that are there because they're drug addicts or alcoholics, no. And I am against drug rehab centers for felons. If a person commits a crime, what you deem a crime, prison is supposed to be rehabilitation centers. That's what they're called. The Department of Corrections Rehabilitation Center. So if they need therapy, send the therapist to the prison to talk to them, because many of the prisons have therapists in there.
Right.
Pay those people, and don't be trying to take all of our money to build new places, staff, and put all the equipment and whatever stuff in it, this and that, and pay somebody a salary. No, no, no.
So anyway, back in the day when Nikki B used to be on the radio, this was going back, I don't remember, when they had that blackout. I got Sue here. It was in the 2013 era or 11, something like that. And they had us down for 15 hours. And it affected 5 million people from Orange County or up at Pendleton all the way down through some parts of Mexico. And east of us going towards the Arizona border. So there was these SOBs.
We would be fools to think there aren't ways to control the power grid.
Yeah. Oh, I know. And they were blaming it on some bull crap that didn't buy that for a second. But that was another test to see how we would react. I'm telling you, these people are diabolical. I mean, just demonic. As I mentioned on Facebook, that's another D word we can use.
They all go together. Demonic.
Yeah.
Desperation. death souls.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
despicable. Yeah, I got the whole D thing down, but
I won't call them deplorable because that's what they call me, and I take that as a compliment if that's what you think. Because to be deplorable to you and your ideology makes me a good person. You know.
Okay. I'm
not wishing hardships on anybody except those who are corrupt, liars, and thieves, and you're going to find, you know, all this China stuff. Linda, who else has a financial interest in China?
Oh, God, there's so many. Probably Soros.
Hunter Biden. Biden.
Yeah, of course. Oh, well, old Joe, too.
Isn't that so odd? Telling you, if you get to looking into China, you're going to find money laundering that makes Ukraine look tiny.
Oh, I know.
And you're going to find out the money is being laundered back into Democrat pockets, the Obamas. Who was it put this nasty crap out there and all this other stuff that led to all this stuff where all our jobs went overseas for cheap labor?
Probably Barry, the evil one. That man has done damage. I swear to God. When you put all these people,
it should be a wake-up call to the American public. When you find out how much of your medicines are made in China, you're letting China make your medicines. China,
I know,
the country that shipped you lead paint on children's toys. China, the country who shipped you poisoned dog food, and you're letting these people you ship your chickens to China to be processed and they send them back. That is the dumbest crap in the world. When you do that, you got more chances of contamination by sending it to China and bringing it back than you do if you just processed it here.
Yeah, you know, when you're dealing with the China people and all these things, and I think that we've got to start manufacturing everything here and just cut those people off.
We got to understand that this is not the Chinese people. It is the Chinese government. It's Chinese people. The Chinese people are probably some of the most oppressed people in the entire world.
Yeah, it's a police state. Hello?
I mean, look, the doctor talked out about the virus. He's dead. He's gone. Journalists, all your American journalists and stuff, sold out. Got a reporter missing. No one knows what happened. Other people are afraid to speak out and tell the truth in China because you end up,
you're dead.
Things happen.
Yeah, kind of. You wind up like Joan Rivers and Seth Rich, Vince Foster and a few others, and Epstein.
You look at Italy. China bought up their leather, all their leather producing things in the north of Italy, and their influence back and forth, and the Chinese virus hit Italy, and it hit hardest in northern Italy.
Where all the old people are. But
yeah, and the old people are not getting treated so that illegal refugees can have the beds.
Yep, that's it.
And you look around and at the countries that are getting this, and I'm finding a very interesting thing. The Democrat ties into the socialist leadership of these places, and I'm including France in that, are, their countries are the ones that are being hit the hardest by this.
Yep, sad.
Bernie, you want a perfect example of Bernie's health care, Italy and China.
Or Venezuela or Cuba. Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, but right now with this virus, look at China and look at Italy. Bernie's health care for you.
I got about 2 minutes, you guys. Thanks for being on.
He's toast. And Biden, by the time the election gets here, Biden won't even remember who he is.
I know. Look, we're going to bounce back.
God bless. Hang in there, people. We're Americans. We've been through way worse than this.
I know. Okay, kids. Take care. See you next time. We'll go Tuesday.
Next week. All right.
Too many people in America fear their government, and the government is being run by too many powerful agencies like the IRS and others. I think it's time the people take the country back through their representative government.
Okay, we'll try to do this next week. Hopefully we'll have an audience, but we'll just see. Later. Have a great day.